Life is like a heavy shower. You can't hide and get wet all over. I endured 64 years in the rain, and just 15 minutes ago I got struck by lightning. Here I stand outside the courtroom. My divorce is now official. I have no wife, no house, nor any money. She bought the whole world for herself and left me completely broke. I don't think I can start a new career as a baseball player, waiter, or even a dishwasher at my age with my worn knees. In such a state of total disaster, you don't want to meet stupid, noisy people like George. Yet he bumped into me as he tried to leave the damn building at the same time, through the same door. Men in their 60s who look as happy as George does can't be trusted. You can't fool life by laughing it away. Still, he apologized, wrapped his arm around my shoulder, and offered me a drink. "You look awful," was the first thing that he said, and he didn't stop talking about his personal life. Even before we crossed the street to the little pub at the opposite side of the road, I already knew that he, too, was just divorced. For 40 long years, he was married to a wife as grumpy as me, he said. I heard he was broke as well. However, in his case, it was he who had spent all the money instead of his wife. "Money," he said, "was my way out, but now my wife has left and I'm broke. I feel free like I'm 18 again." George had a nice and healthy skin without any deep wrinkles like me. He kindly bought me 3 or 4 beers, but when it was time to pay, he didn't have any money. He relied on me, but I had less than $1 on me.